the way I always do. How was I to know she was with the Russians too? I was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha!
Yeah, the late, great Warren Zevon, fan of many people. And Dave Letterman's huge fan of Warren Zevon. He had him on right before he died, sadly. It took too late. Went too early. Sorry. Welcome back to the last segment. Here's your host, Mr. Tom Schwarz, on the St. Louis United Soccer Show on a Saturday from 590 The Fan. Just going to keep talking.
Are you ever going to tell the people who this segment is brought to them by?
I could. This segment is brought to you by ADK Law Firm and our buddy, Mark Niemeyer.
NGK.
NGK.
Ah, crap.
You were so close.
I didn't look at the paper. NGK.
Is it afraid that you're afraid to put your glasses on so people will think?
No, not. I got my thing turned off. I'm looking for that scene of John Ritter
something
that we were talking about.
Excuse me.
Brought to you by NGK Law Firm.
Oh, my God. We'll never hear the end of this.
You know, those two ought to combine.
NGK and ADK.
Yeah.
NG80K.
NG80K.
Exactly. You get finances taken care
financial
of.
Financial advice and legal advice. Yeah. All in.
Okay. We are really, we need to talk about the Blues in this segment. Oh, Matt doesn't have a. Here, Matt.
Let's give a score update while Mike. Yeah,
here's Russell with a score update.
So in the 64th minute, it's Hertha Berlin 0, Leipzig 2.
Poor Andrew.
Yeah. There he is in the
Sorry.
Right there.
Sorry, just got hit in the face by a microphone.
That's
so, Matt, let's have a Blues update.
What do you want to know? They won last night, 2-1 against the Nashville Predators.
Don't you think he's got like an attitude?
He's a bit on edge right now.
I'm a little on
God,
edge.
God, I asked you about your favorite team.
Yeah.
Although I noticed you don't have any Blues apparel on.
I don't have any
on.
Blues gear on.
What, do you give up on them because
no,
they're down 3-2?
They're not giving up on him.
I love the Blues.
Uh-huh.
Maybe his blue stuff was dirty.
I would say I had on the black Blues jersey last night preparing for a funeral, but I also needed to change the luck up a little bit. I'm very superstitious. If they lose in something that I'm wearing, I scrap it and go on to the next jersey.
There you go.
Russell Bly.
All good sports fans are superstitious.
Russell Bly.
Sir.
The Blues are down 3-2, correct, Matt?
Yes, 3-2.
What do you think the odds of them advancing to the next round would be at this point? Where are the two games, one at home and one away?
Well, if you think each game is 50-50, it's 1-4.
If you think
they have to win both games to advance.
Right. So they have like a 25%
chance
that
it's 50-50. And that's the way the series has gone as far as I can tell.
Do you
the games
watch?
Are pretty much 50-50.
It seems to me whenever I watch hockey it's like
has
there
been a
two
goal
yes.
The games have all been
game 1 was 4-3, game 2 was 3-2. Game 3 was 3-1.
The only one that had a two-goal
so
difference.
If people are asking why we're talking about hockey, it's because hockey, basketball, and soccer, all essentially the same sport. And as Ron Greenwood, who was manager of West Ham, and
one of
Chuck's friends, and as he told Chuck, it's all three sports are about creating space and denying space.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
well, here's why. A, I don't care.
No, that's true.
B,
but I'm saying we had complaints earlier.
B, well,
people complain to the FCC. These guys aren't talking about.
Go ahead.
But we.
I don't care. B, there are five St. Louis kids that were drafted in the first round of the NHL draft.
It's so never been done by an American city
before. Yeah, it's amazing. We're trying to get. One or
Speaking
two of them
of St. Louis
to come
kids,
in. Yeah.
Doing big things. Josh Sargent for the U17 currently. Kid's 16 and he's scoring goals left and right against big time rivals.
They beat Mexico.
They beat Mexico. I think
4-3?
Josh scored. Did he score two or three?
Scored two and had an assist.
Yeah, scored two and had assists. I mean,
so is he ready to come up? 17? I mean, that's almost old these days.
17 is a little. I mean, you know, I think he was training with Schalke last year. Something like, I don't know. Matt, I mean, what? It's hard to get information, but he's probably at least ready to come to U20 level.
Aseem comes in and he just totally tries to dominate the show.
That's right.
Here we were talking about hockey. It was the hockey report brought to you by.
Well, I mean, earlier I said the name Vladimir Sobotka, and that sort of set Grover off. So I was
why?
To
why would that
away.
Set you off?
Like, this is. I mean, we all have our triggers.
He's a Blues player.
Oh,
I'm not a big hockey fan, and there's a kid in one of my classes who's wearing one of his jerseys to class.
One of Matt Grover's?
Yeah. Oh, that'd
no,
be cool.
No, I'm wearing a Matt Grover jersey. A Preds shirt every day.
Yes. Here's hot tickets. Those Grover jerseys.
Here's what I'm going to predict right now, Matt.
You're going to predict something.
They are not going to advance. You know why?
Why?
Because you have given up on them. You have a red t-shirt and a Cardinals baseball hat on.
It is still St. Louis.
I think
Louis.
This is slander.
It's not slander.
It's observation.
I think, wow, you know, they've been playing. I've been gearing up. And
every week for the past,
yes.
What, Edmundo, 6 months or something? He's had Blues stuff on. Today you have no Blues stuff on. I'm saying you gave up on him.
Oh, well, that.
Mark
I mean,
my
we
words.
Don't know if he's.
I'm going out on
a
limb.
I don't want to know.
There's going to be a game seven.
There's going to be a game seven.
See, I like that optimism. Right
okay,
there.
Well, where will it be here?
Yes.
Oh, well, then we'll win.
Right.
And then everybody's going to make fun of you because
make fun of me.
Yeah, because you gave up on the Blues.
That's blasphemous, right?
Who's a diehard.
Heresy, blasphemy.
If they win the series, there'll be another Saturday when you can come in and he'll be wearing some. Blues.
No, because I'll be in Germany.
Yeah.
No,
but the next series will still be going on.
Oh,
yeah, the playoffs will go to June.
So are you really going to miss me that much? Like, not at all.
Am I missing you already?
See, that's how great. Yes, another
one,
score
one more
update.
Soccer thing, and this is about the championship, which tomorrow is the last round, the 46th match of the season, and the first two teams have been determined. Brighton and Newcastle United are going
up.
So
they
go
up automatically.
And then the next four teams right now are Reading, Sheffield Wednesday, Huddersfield, and Fulham, and that's pretty much set in stone that those are the four teams. The order's not quite set. Leeds would have to win tomorrow by about 30 goals to get ahead of Fulham.
Look quickly. Which of those teams has yet to be in the Premier League? Of the both, who did you say?
Perhaps Huddersfield.
Huddersfield, that's what I was thinking.
Aseem, I think Sheffield Wednesday's been
I
up.
I think, yeah, no.
Reading's
in the
Fulham, certainly.
Yeah.
So Huddersfield would be the only one.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, we got to go.
And Brighton.
Brighton's never been in?
No, I guess not. No, they've been in the Premier
League. That's another one of Chuck's teams. I don't think they've been.
No, not in the Premier League.
Not in the Prem. In the top, but not in the Prem.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Close enough. All right, Edmundo, you think you're ready?
I'll try to be, Tom. I'm sorry I let you down the last time.
You really did let us down.
It really hurt you.
I will never hear the end of it.
You ready? I don't hear any music.
You don't hear any music? Turn on your headphones. You don't have your headphones. This is why he doesn't even have his headphones plugged in.
Crack Scott, we got here.
Preparation is so overrated.
We're going. We'll see you next week.
He's our supporter.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.